This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Simply Save podcast from Money Control, a show where we discuss all things money. June 30th, the extended deadline for making tax saver investments for the financial year 2019-20 is just a few days away. In this backdrop, we turn our focus today to the National Pension System, a retirement planning avenue that offers tax deductions under Section 80C of up to Rs. 1.5 lakh, an additional Rs. 50,000 under Section 80CCD 1B, and also on employer's contribution of up to 10% under Section 80CCD 2. Out of this, the last one will continue to be available under the new optional tax regime introduced in the Union Budget 2020. Now, tax-related changes apart, NPS is set for a major structural overhaul, with the pension regulator PFRDA proposing a hike in pension fund management charges and introduction of systematic withdrawal facility of the NPS corpus in addition to the current framework of using 40% of this corpus to compulsorily buy annuities. I am your host Preeti Kulkarni, and to discuss what the year 2020-21 holds for NPS and how the proposed changes will affect you, the NPS subscriber, we have with us today Sumit Shukla, CEO of HDFC Pension Management Company. Welcome to the show, Mr. Shukla. So if we could start with the impact of COVID-driven market volatility on NPS funds in the last 2 months, and it has taken its toll. What has HDFC pension strategy been during this period?
So I think the COVID had come as a surprise to all of us. But what we were well prepared was our BCP plan was well in place, and we were able to get that going quickly so that our subscribers don't suffer and all the money which was coming in, because you would realize NPS is a tax related instrument. So people were very worried that in March whether they will be able to invest or not. So our BCP was quite active, and we were able to take all the subscriptions. So subsequently the date was extended to end of June. But most of the people were able to invest their money quite efficiently. The good thing is the regulator has given everything. We have a completely online process. And I think we had envisaged that online would be the name of the game in COVID, so which helped us. So the regulator had allowed very recently Aadhaar being used as a mode of opening account. So even the new subscribers were able to open new accounts and make their money subscription for tax benefits. So I think all of us were able to keep the business going, and actually surprisingly, if I share with you, the April-May numbers are actually more than the last year April-May numbers that we have achieved overall as an industry.
In terms of collections?
In terms of collections, even in terms of number of subscribers. The number of new subscribers have also increased, because I think people were at home and they reflected on their investment, what they were doing for their retirement, and a lot of new accounts have got opened because of that. So, in a way, the crisis on the investment side, I think largely because we are a very defensive, investment strategy we have, where we have most of the money in AAA bonds and highly rated bonds, the debt funds didn't get too much of an impact with the COVID crisis. And equity also, we are on largely a large cap, though equity did come down, but we are quite well diversified to take care of the gap. And it's a long-term investment. Investors don't get really worried about their money, and it takes care. In the due course of time, it will come back and the markets will bounce. But because it's their retirement money, they have a 20, 30-year old horizon, so they really didn't vote too badly.
In fact, my next question was going to be related to the debt mutual fund space. Now, retail investors are wary of investing through debt funds because of the reverses in this space in the recent days. But what has been your experience with NPS subscribers?
I think, as I shared with you, our debt subscribers largely, so there are a couple of things which the regulator has done. One, we are only allowed to invest in AAA, and that too rated by two agencies, and AA also. So our largely debt exposures have been very good. We have had few surprises here and there, but largely it has been very, very minimal to the subscriber from a credit risk perspective. So I think that really didn't impact the NAV in a big way, and there was no like the mutual fund industry went through a lot of turmoil because of side pocketing or whatever happened. We didn't go through those ones. So that's small mercies that God had. So the debt fund didn't trouble us from that perspective. Second, as I told you, the subscriber really looks at it as a long-term investment
right.
and really doesn't get perturbed by whatever investment pattern they have chosen. And the good thing is that actually the subscribers are allowed twice in a year to change the pattern also. So once if they have kept debt higher and they are worried about it, they can increase equity. And if you are less than 50 years of age, you can take it up to 75% equity. So that flexibility in the product allows the customer or the subscriber to come online and do the asset mix change as and when it is required. So such events don't really trigger too much of an action that we see. Not much, but many subscribers have changed their pattern. I think the maturity of the subscriber is coming through, and that they are looking at long term as an investment is really helping in overall. So not much of an impact happening in our book.
Okay. But could you elaborate a little more on PFRDA's investment guidelines for protecting subscribers' interests? And specifically, how do they differ from, let's say, mutual funds?
So there are, in a way, there are two people who monitor the investment at a very macro and micro level. We have PFRDA, which is the regulator, which puts the guidelines in place, which are to be followed. And there is an MPS trust, which monitors each and every investment that happens and does a very minute quarterly review with all the pension funds and whatever investment they are doing, whether they are as per the guidelines put down by the regulator. So from that perspective, we have the knowledge and the experience of two people who is guiding us in doing that. Then the individual boards of pension funds are there, which have which are people with a good background of investment available on the board also. And then we have the respective CEOs and CIOs who guide it. So from a perspective of whether it is a credit risk or whether it is where to put the money, the guidelines are very clear. As I shared with you, debt is AAA and AA with two rating agencies. In the side of equity, it is only with a derivative, you know, people, the stock has to be in F&O space, more than 10,000 crores of market cap. So the largely the companies which are very good are the ones which are coming through under that criteria. So we get about top 100 companies or top 110 companies come through. So from that perspective, the universe is limited, and that helps us take, so it gives us the flexibility to take a call, at the same time protects the interest of the customer, that it is largely a long-term investment where we are looking at clearly blue chip or quasi-blue chip where we put our money. So that way, regulator and NPS Trust both have done a commendable job in monitoring it very, very closely, these investments on a regular basis. And the audits, every month you have to declare and give a, if there is anything that you see in the portfolio, which is quite, you know, quote unquote worry. So that gets monitored by everyone. And that kind of a close monitoring has helped us, you know, making the portfolio look much robust at this point of time.
I mean, risk control measures overall are more stringent.
Any day. They're very, very stringent. And that regulator is not willing to even budge from them, and they continue to tighten. They do regular audits. There is a yearly audit that is done by them. There is a quarterly audit done by NPS Trust through an appointed auditor. And so everything is quite above board in where we invest, and all guidelines are being followed. So that helps pension funds. And now all the pension funds are also have almost 5 to 6 years of experience in the field. So they have now mastered and they have understood what they want to do, and they have understand the regulator well. Another important thing is, I think the regulator and trust is very closely connected to, with the pension funds. They say there is a regular dialogue which is happening on a daily basis. If there is something like, some clarification is needed, some change is needed, guidelines need to go through change, the constant dialogue helps us become a much better industry. And that change we have seen happening at a regular process is a regular process. So all of us have improved. Being a new regulator, being a new industry, the nimbleness has helped us reach where we have reached now.
Okay. And a lot many changes lined up in the NPS space this year. What are the changes that you're expecting this year? And how will it benefit the industry and subscribers? If you could elaborate on that.
Okay, so this is a big change that we are expecting. See, we have been, the big problem with our industry has been that all our pension funds are actually not making any money, and we are in losses because of the charges that we are able to charge. I think the regulator has taken up that we have been requesting them to relook at it. That is getting relooked, and something should happen very shortly where there will be a new licensing process which will come, which will help us increase our revenue. So once that happens, it will help us all become very sustainable and will make us invest money back into whatever we are doing in a much better way to take the retirement industry and the pension industry to another level. So at an industry level, that is a very critical step which is going to happen now. The regulator is again working very hard on it. So that should come through. On the product side, I think multiple things are happening on the product side which are going to help us. The regulator is looking at improving the, you know, recently they have announced that they want to give a facility where a subscriber can invest before 10 o'clock in the morning and can get the same day NAV. So that they are working on giving, like the mutual fund morning investment, you can get the same day NAV. So that thing we are coming out with. There is a talk of getting another all other product changes, like there was a talk of PFRDA Act getting amended in the parliament. Well, if that comes through, it will empower the regulator. As much as the details you could pick up, it will give all pension products to the one regulator, which is PFRDA. Plus, we look at the way the product has this problem that towards the end there is an annuity as the only option which is there to buy. They were looking at having multiple options with
systematic withdrawal,
withdrawal plan. So if that comes through the parliament and the regulator gets that power to do it, I think for the subscriber it will be a welcome change that will happen. Second, another big change which had already happened for government subscribers was they were allowed to choose private pension fund managers like us. In that one thing which was pending was they were not allowed to shift their legacy funds to the private pension funds. I think that is also in the final stages of getting resolved, where they will be able to move their legacy funds to the private pension funds, which will give them the flexibility to even the government subscriber, who are largely about a 4 lakh crore AUM, which is the largest AUM we have in this industry. That AUM will become open to private players also, so which will attract more private players to come and make the industry more robust and give everybody a chance to participate in the growth of the pension space.
Will this step also require parliament approval?
No.
This is something that can be done at the regulator's end.
Yeah, at the regulator's board level. So that will happen. That should happen.
Okay. Anything else that needs to change in the NPS structure for it to become more retirement friendly? For example, tax treatment of annuities has been a long-standing demand.
I think that continues to be a big change that if it can come through. So the negative thing which will happen, this is on the budget side, the two negative things which happened on the budget side. One was there's a cap which has been introduced of 7.5 lakhs at an absolute level that you can save between NPS, EPF and superannuation. So that has limited some high paying individual or people who are contributing much higher. They have to now cap it at 7.5 lakhs. So I think that should be relooked at. There is no reason for people to be, this is a long-term investment. Government is getting money to put into infrastructure. Why are we limiting people to only be at 7.5 lakhs? And at the same time, you are not really allowing portability between an EPF and an NPS. So limiting it at one cap, either you allow that portability, that you allow EPF to shift to NPS, then you put a cap that understand. But just to put an absolute cap was a dampener. Second was in the new tax regime, which has come in. 50,000 has been done away with. The APC benefit, which was over and above 1.5 lakhs for NPS, has been done away, and which has been quite a body blow, because today, for people who are non-salaried, that was the only tax benefit which was available. So any self-employed, everybody wanted that 50,000 rupees. So that was coming as a good kicker for motivating these people to open their accounts and get their money and join as a in the retirement system. Because in India, the problem is not about the salaried individual. Salaried individual in any case has got PF. As one of the options that they have been using for many years. It is the non-salaried and the self-employed which don't have anything on the retirement or the pension space, where NPS, because of this 50,000 accounts opening, many accounts are coming in, and that would have helped them save for their retirement. So somewhere the government has to look at that, starting something which forces these people, you know, any shop owners, business people, to open an NPS account, because if they come into the net, our retirement or the pension net is really going to increase.
Okay.
So these were two dampeners which have come in, and which have stopped, us. They have given a little bit of a shake out to the industry. It should get corrected in the due course of time.
Okay. You expect the government to take some action on this front?
I think they should relook at
it. Do you think there is any possibility of a review?
If in my mind, they have to look at the second thing first, where they, if they want to expand, you see, we are not a pension society. We don't have any social security. If you want to make this a pension society, which in the budget has been said multiple times, that they want to make it a pension society. If they want to make it, then that is the only way. How do you increase the coverage of people? You have to give some benefit to them for them to join NPS. If you don't give any benefit to them, why will they come? So I expect the second to be relooked first. The 7.5 lakh cap maybe can be relooked later, or can be thought about it in a different way. But somewhere government should relook at this.
All right, Mr. Shukla. Anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think that is all. I think the only thing that I would like to add is that we expect more and more distributors to come and sell NPS, because a lot many people don't. The banks are not selling NPS the way they should sell. All of the banks have to get excited about it and sell. I think that's where regulator also has to do something about, you know, there are the commission that people get paid on NPS is very, very low, which really doesn't motivate the distributors to join in selling more of NPS. So the regulator has to look at increasing or looking at the commercials that the distributors get, but the distributors also have to relook and see that this is a long-term investment that people will do. And they will not make money upfront, but they will make money in the due course of time. I think somewhere the distributors have to get excited about it. Recently, some of the big ones like Paytm Money and ET Wealth have started doing NPS. More such people come in will increase the spread of NPS and will take the industry to another level.
All right then, thank you so much for your
time. Thank you, Priti. Thank you.
So today we got an insight into the regulatory checks and balances for pension fund investments, which the regulator and pension fund managers say offer better protection to NPS subscribers. The proposed change on the mode of withdrawal from NPS is another interesting development to look forward to this year, as it is seen as a more hassle-free facility for withdrawal. If you have any suggestions or feedback, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.